Greetings, everyone, in this edition of Global Crypto Regulatory Update. US CFTC Enforcement Division issues Prediction Markets Advisory. On the 25th of February 2026, the Enforcement Division of the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission has issued an advisory regarding its authority over event contracts. This follows two specific cases involving fraud and the misuse of non-public information on the Kalshi EX platform. In these instances, the market penalized both a political candidate and a content editor for trading on advance information. The advisory affirms that the US CFTC maintains absolute authority to police illicit practices, such as wash sales and the misappropriation of confidential data. These violations fall under Section 6, C, 1, of the US Commodity and Exchange Act. While designated contract markets function as self-regulatory organizations, the Commission will intervene directly to prosecute violations when federal action is deemed necessary. Moving on to next topic, US CFTC reaffirms exclusive jurisdiction over prediction markets in Ninth Circuit filing. On the 17th of February 2026, the US CFTC has filed an amicus curiae brief in the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit regarding the case of North American Derivatives Exchange versus the state of Nevada. The brief confirms the US CFTC's exclusive jurisdiction over commodity derivatives markets, which encompasses event contracts. The legal arguments establish that these contracts constitute swaps under the Commodity and Exchange Act, and therefore, federal law preempts state gambling regulations. Chairman Michael Selig noted that these products are essential for risk hedging and fall squarely within the US CFTC's regulatory remit. This filing asserts federal authority against state-level legal challenges, with further rulings expected from the Third, Fourth, and Ninth Circuits in the coming months. Moving on to next topic, US DOJ sentences Paxful Holdings, Incorporated to USD 4 million criminal penalty for Travel Act and Bank Secrecy Act violations. On the 11th of February 2026, the online peer-to-peer trading platform Paxful Holdings Incorporated has been sentenced to pay a criminal penalty of $4 million. This follows a guilty plea to conspiracies involving the promotion of illegal activities and violations of the Bank Secrecy Act. While the standard guidelines suggested a penalty of over $112 million, the Department of Justice determined the company lacked the capacity to pay more than $4 million. Between 2015 and 2019, the platform operated without Know Your Customer requirements, facilitating $3 billion in trades. This case sets a clear precedent that virtual asset service providers face direct criminal liability for profits derived from illicit third-party transactions. Moving on to next topic, US DOJ sentences fugitive Darren Lee to 20 years for USD 73 million cryptocurrency investment fraud. On the 9th of February, 2026, Darren Lee has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for his role in a $73 million cryptocurrency laundering conspiracy. Operating from scam centers in Cambodia, the syndicate used social engineering to build trust with victims before directing them to fraudulent trading platforms. Lee controlled accounts that received these funds, which were then routed through United States shell companies and converted into virtual assets to obscure their origin. This sentencing serves as a stern deterrent against so-called pig butchering operations that exploit digital platforms to defraud the public. Moving on to next topic. Director of Division of Investment Management, United States Securities and Exchange Commission, intriguing speech on artificial intelligence and the future of investment management. On the 3rd of February 2026, Brian Daly, the director of the Division of Investment Management at the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, recently discussed the role of artificial intelligence in the investment sector. He noted that while adoption is currently uneven, liability exposure remains a primary concern for market participants. The commission is exploring whether large language models might eventually replace traditional static PDF prospectuses to modernize disclosures. However, the director emphasized that the use of these technologies does not dilute a firm's fiduciary duties under the Investment Advisors Act. firms are expected to maintain rigorous supervisory controls and audit trails to ensure compliance with existing record-keeping rules. Moving on to next topic, USDOJ completes USD 400 million forfeiture of assets tied to Helix Darknet Bitcoin Mixer. On the 29th of January 2026, the United States Department of Justice has finalized a forfeiture exceeding $400 million in assets linked to the Helix cryptocurrency mixing service. Helix operated as a Bitcoin tumbling service designed to obscure transaction trails, processing $300 million worth of Bitcoin during its operation. The operator, Larry Dean Harmon, previously pleaded guilty to money laundering conspiracy. This recovery is one of the largest of its kind and underscores that platforms designed to bypass anti-money laundering controls face significant liability, regardless of when the operations occurred. Moving on to next topic, USDOJ sentences Chinese national Jingliang Su to 46 months for USD 36.9 million digital asset laundering conspiracy. On the 27th of January, 2026, Jingliang Su has been sentenced to 46 months in federal prison and ordered to pay over $26 million in restitution. Su was a central figure in an international network that laundered victim funds through stablecoin conversions and shell entities. This case highlights the critical need for cryptocurrency exchanges to enforce strict Know Your Customer protocols for corporate accounts and to perform enhanced due diligence on opaque ownership structures. Moving on to next topic, US CFTC Chairman Selig announces senior staff appointments. Between the 20th of January and the 2nd of March 2026, Chairman Selig of the United States CFTC has announced several senior appointments to strengthen the commission's leadership. Michael Passalacqua joins as a senior advisor, bringing deep expertise in the regulation of crypto assets and blockchain technologies. Alex Titus has been named chief advisor to the chairman, following his tenure at the White House Council of Economic Advisors. Additional appointments include David Miller as director of enforcement, Mel Gunawardena as director of the Office of International Affairs, and Alan Brubaker as director of the Office of Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs.